Welcome to the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 35. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro, and wow. I'm still at Lincoln Financial Field late on Sunday night following the Eagles' remarkable victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers, 34-3, to cap the team's first undefeated September since 2004. How did it happen on Sunday? Well, let me count the ways. The special team started things off as Benny Logan blocked a Chris Boswell field goal attempt on the Steelers' first offensive possession, and from that point on, it was all about the Philadelphia Eagles. The offense churned out more than 400 yards total net, with the running game picking up 125 yards, Wendell Smallwood 17 carries, 79 yards, and a touchdown. Kenyon Barner, 8 carries, 42 yards, and a touchdown. And then Carson Wentz did the rest. 23 of 31, 301 yards. His first 300 career game in terms of passing yards. He also had 2 touchdown passes, a throw to Jordan Matthews for 12 yards, and then a 73-yard catch and run to running back Darren Sproles. Sproles, the big contributor in the pass game. 6 catches on 6 targets, 128 yards, and the big 73-yarder. The defense, well, all they did against one of the most potent offenses in the league was limit the Steelers to 251 yards, 4 of 11 on third down conversions, 0 of 2 on fourth down conversions. The Steelers ran the football sparingly just 10 times for 29 yards, and the Eagles went after Big Ben Roethlisberger. They got him 4 times in the backfield, they forced 2 takeaways, and the Eagles, through 3 games, sit 3-0, atop alone the NFC East. We've got a lot to get to in this podcast, including hearing an exclusive interview with Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie, his reaction just minutes after the 34-3 win over the Pittsburgh Steelers. We begin with Doug Peterson, who starts his press conference saying, hey, he's not surprised by a 34-3 win, nor by the performance of Carson Wentz. He has seen the progress all along.
You know, you just put on his college film. Just watch him. We exhausted his college tape, and those are the plays he makes at North Dakota State. You know, that play tonight was just a tremendous play by both he and Darren Sproles, and those are the types of things that we know he can do. And he just keeps gaining confidence every single week.
As for Wentz, another outstanding game for him. A terrific job by the Eagles' offensive line, and the receivers, tight ends, and running backs all contributing to another very special offensive performance. Here is Wentz talking about the game and the team's 3-0 start.
Yeah, you know, well, we view every week as a measuring stick. You know, we're always trying to just get better and go 1-0 every week, you know, and we've done a great job of just keeping locked in one play at a time, one rep at a time, and, you know, everyone's starting to play kind of inspired football. Everyone's believing in each other. You know, it's been 3 great team wins. You know, the defense is playing phenomenal. Special teams is doing a great job, and offensively, we're doing our part.
The defense came up with an outstanding performance, dominating the Pittsburgh Steelers, one of the most explosive offenses in the NFL. And defensive end Connor Barwin talks about the significance of the victory and the progress he's seen from the defense this season. Connor, how'd you feel about this defensive performance? Put it in perspective.
It was really encouraging the way we played for 4 quarters. To hold one of the top offenses in the league to 3 points is obviously good. And I think we did it as a unit. I think everybody played well. I think the front got pressure, got sacks. We all rotated and were part of it. I think the linebackers played well, and I think the back end played tremendous. They were going against one of the best receiving groups in the league, and they really only gave up a couple big plays, and that was it in just 3 points.
And through 3 games, how do you feel about the defense?
I feel like we're playing well as a group right now. We have some things we need to clean up, obviously, but through 3 weeks, we're continuing to get better and continue to play together. We'll still look at the film, obviously, and see what we can do better moving forward.
Tight end Brent Celek moved into 4th place all alone among the franchise's all-time leading receivers, and he, like everyone else, is energized by the play of number 11, Carson Wentz. Brent, 3 games in, how do you feel about things? You've been through this hot start before.
I mean, you know, we can't sit here and think we won it all. You know, we played good the last 3 games, but we got a long way to go, and we got to take it one day at a time. Can't get too excited, but like I said before, this young quarterback we got is, he's inspiring me, you know, bringing some youth back to me, trying to do my best to inspire my teammates as well.
You think he's bringing the level of play up around him, everybody around him?
I think so. I mean, the guy is playing, in my opinion, better than anybody on the offense. And, you know, when you have a quarterback doing that in the NFL, you got a great chance of winning every game.
How do you feel about the scheme and the way Doug's used all the personnel?
I think Doug's done a great job of putting us in great position to make plays. You come off the field, if there's something you're seeing, you talk to Doug about it. He's very willing to switch and do something else or make sure that we're in the right place. So, you know, I got to give our coaches credit. They listen to the players, but we got to give them good feedback.
Kind of a perfect 3 weeks going into the bye.
Listen, it's early in the season. You know how this goes. We can't get too excited. We just got to come in every day, you know, make sure everybody's healthy during the bye week, come back, and, you know, let's keep this thing going.
I had some time to talk after the game with offensive coordinator Frank Reich, a one-on-one with Reich, who has seen so much progress from this offense and is really pleased that everyone is contributing. Frank, what's it like to be an offensive coordinator and sit through a performance like that?
It's a lot of fun, and it all started up front. All week long, you know, we knew going up against the Steelers, this physical, you know, black and blue division, the strength of their team was how their front seven and how they play. And we just talked all week long about, like every game, but this game a little bit more emphasis. If we're going to win this game, it starts up front, and the guys up front play great.
And everybody contributed. You went four deep again at running back. The tight ends were involved. The wide receivers involved. How's that making everybody kind of feel like they own this offense?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I really think that's what does fuel the emotion, is when you feel like you're making a contribution and you're having the success that we're having. It's a special feeling, you know, and a lot of that goes to the credit of the head coach, really creating the culture and environment and the process for that to happen.
Frank, Brent Celek said he felt like Carson was providing some youth for him. So do you feel like that this young guy has really kind of just energized this whole group?
I do. I told him that last night. I told him he's doing that for me when I was talking to him last night. I just saying, you know, kind of going through some general reminders. And it was, one of them was just stay positive, play with some juice, have energy. You know, I know you do that naturally, but trust me, we all feed off that. I feed off that. I feed off it in practice when I see him out there, you know, just the way he carries himself. I mean, this is a team thing. It's not just about you, but you have a very prominent role. And from that standpoint, very important.
How many plays were run in this game that had not been run to date through three games?
Not a ton. I mean, you know, we're running the same things. That's the beauty of it. You run the same things over and over again. I mean, that's what you get good at. So that's what I hope we keep doing.
Talk about Wendell Smallwood, Kenyon Barner, both really involved in the game.
Oh, man, that was exciting. You know, I mean, Kenyon, we've been seeing flashes of it, but it was great to get Wendell going a little bit. He looked impressive. I mean, just running downhill. I mean, tonight, I saw the stuff I saw in his college tape. You know, the explosiveness through the hole. There's an acceleration through the hole that I think was indicative of him as a runner in college, and you saw that tonight. That was exciting.
And finally, what'd you think of Carson and his performance?
You know, it was just rock solid. You know, I mean, the guy's played great football. The favorite thing about the way he's been playing is the way he's been protecting the football. You know, what Flip and I and Coach have just continued to emphasize is play discipline, discipline, discipline. Your instincts are going to take over. The big plays are going to happen because you've just got all this talent coming out of your body. It'll come out, but just play disciplined football, and he's really playing that way. It really showed tonight. He just got a lot of poise. The guys up front play great, and you know, defense continues to play great. But I really felt like tonight, as great as the defense has been playing tonight, the offense had a big day as well. You know, the defense had a huge day as well. So I think that was good for us. We know the defense, really, how good the defense has been playing, and they certainly did that again tonight. But tonight was a really good day for the offense as well.
All week we talked about it being the litmus test for the offense against a really good defense, and look what you did.
And it started up front, and I'm really happy for those guys up front. They rose to the challenge. We knew going in, Coach said, hey, we're going to be patient with the run game. This team's going to, you know, they're great against the run. Sure enough, they stop us early in the run. It's like, oh, here's a Pittsburgh run defense. We're not getting anywhere. Patient, just keep calling them, keep going. God, hey, we can run it, keep running it. And then we crease a couple, and things got going pretty good.
Thanks, Frank.
Okay, Dave.
We saved the best for last on the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 35. Chairman CEO Jeffrey Lurie, his reaction to the big win and the Eagles 3-0 start. Jeffrey, can you kind of put into perspective these first three games?
You know, it's a little hard to gain perspective because it's such a great team energy and culture and just feeding off each other. So they're feeding off a young quarterback that's performing with incredible poise, and he's feeding off a defense that just delivers back the ball, and the special teams do everything well. So they each feed off each other. In this league, if you can develop a young quarterback, a lot of things come together.
I know you were with the Eagles every step of the way during the Carson Wentz research project. You're seeing remarkable stuff here. What do you think?
It's everything we thought and more, and it's just a question of how best to grow and not fall prey to, you know, false expectations, and just grow as a quarterback, grow as a team. We've only won three games, but the team is coached well and very high energy and a lot of fun.
You're sitting watching this game, feeling it among the crowd. What was it like for you to experience this crowd and this kind of performance?
Awesome crowd, and they just, you know, they're so appreciative when you play well and you have a young quarterback playing so well and a defense that's playing so well. They're just incredibly appreciative. I'm so appreciative of them.
Have a great bye week.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks so much for joining me on the Eagles Live Podcast, episode 35. Thanks to Brian Thomas for putting it all together. And wow, what a start for the team. Now it's time for the bye week, some rest, relaxation, and a focus on the final 13 games of this regular season. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me. Have yourselves a great Eagles day.